you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
When one thinks of a justice of the peace, the first thing that usually comes to mind is a person who signs your documents or gives you a recommendation. But now their role is being expanded to allow JPs to offer alternative ways of settling disputes in their communities. On this week's Career Talk, we take a look at the training of Justice of the Peace being delivered by the Justice Training Institute. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Jamaica's justice system has been undergoing a transformation process to make it more modernized. An element of the transformation process is for increased use of new ways of settling disputes outside the court system. The answer? Mediation through restorative justice. The Ministry of Justice is on a drive to boost the capacity of Justice of the Peace, JPs, to provide mediation in communities across Jamaica. The training is conducted by the Justice Training Institute, JTI.
The Justice Training Institute is the training arm of the Ministry of Justice, and we're charged with the responsibility of providing training for members within the justice system, as well as members within the private sector who may interact with the justice system. And primarily what we want to achieve is to improve the performance of the members within the justice system so as to enable our citizens to have good service.
Director and Principal of the Justice Training Institute, Karen Campbell-Briscoe. The training aims to ensure JPs are equipped with the skills and knowledge to serve the community.
Our first interaction with an individual is through the qualifying training. Thereafter, we'll call our JPs back in through the Custis's office to complete training in other areas. For example, they serve on panels within the courts, the children's court, the drug treatment panel, they serve on the spirit license panel, they also serve in the petty sessions court. So we provide training for these individuals before they sit on these panels and within the court. We also now have expanded our training to include mediation, restorative justice, and other areas.
With this additional training, JPs are no longer just authenticating documents. Their role is being expanded to benefit the wider community, where they will serve as peacemakers.
We want to further equip them to assist our citizens by allowing them to gain knowledge of how to conduct mediation sessions, how to conduct restorative justice conferences, and this is specialized training being delivered by experts within the field. So at the end of a mediation training, for example, and they would complete theory and practical training in mediation, the hope is that the individuals will be assessed as competent and become certified mediators who can now conduct mediation sessions, whether through the court system or within the communities for our citizens.
Mrs. Briscoe says JPs who are interested and have the ability to do well are being recruited for mediation training.
For the year, we want to train 500 justices of the peace in mediation, at least another 1,000 to have sensitization in restorative justice, and there are several other areas that we want to have the number of JPs trained. And we'll continue the program in successive years to ensure that a large number of JPs are available to offer these services across the island.
Director and Principal of the Justice Training Institute, Karen Campbell-Briscoe. The expansion of the Justice of the Peace training to include mediation, restorative justice, and service in the courts will help to promote alternative dispute resolution in our communities. If you're interested in the Justice of the Peace training, call the Justice Training Institute at 928-4624. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
The Ministry of National Security will be targeting gangs, guns, lottery scammers. So be warned. This year is law-abiding people year, not the year of gangsters, rapists, and murderers. We will make Jamaica secure and take back our public spaces. This government is committed to citizen safety and security. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.